As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Bernie, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, June the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Lots of news today, hard facts for sure. I don't know whether we'll advance any solutions, but we must find some. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. Area code is 512-904-8014. Join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. That contact information and so much more, including our show archives, are available at the Oracle Broadcasting homepage. Talk to your audience, I say to myself. Yes, talk to my audience. Gold opens this morning higher, outpacing precious metals and other commodities. U.S. dollar continues an upward trend. The BP stocks are plummeting while Macondo gently weeps. Israelis' attack on the relief vessels draw the U.N. Security Council in Turkish fire. John Stuart Mill, if and only if we have the time in the second hour, we'll talk about his concepts of representative government. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning, Tuesday, June the 1st, 2010. After trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just 1 hour ago, gold was trading up $9.30 an ounce at $1,225.50. Silver off 8 cents at $18.48 a troy ounce. Platinum taking it upside the head with a big stick, down 16 bucks at $1,543 an ounce. And palladium off 12 at $454 an ounce. So if you're holding platinum and palladium, you're getting burned badly this morning. And that burning has been going on for some days. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,215.80 for a low, $1,229.20 for a high, nearly a $15 spread there. Quite a lot of activity in the gold market. But at $1,225.50, your gold is up $251.20 year to year for a 25.77% return on your investment in that precious metal, aurum. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,219.75, and gold went straight above that. The SPDR gold shares apparently unchanged overnight, 1,267.93 tons for a value on State Street of $49.2 billion. Of course, we haven't had any activity in the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, and the S&P to report since Friday, but we'll give you those Friday closing numbers and so much more on the other side of this first break. Stay tuned.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live here in our first hour, Monday through Friday, on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back to the marker report again, we find gold trading up $9.30 in early trading at $1,225.50, and silver off 8 cents at $18.48. Moving back into that $19 territory, looking really good, closing in on that mark. Platinum off $16 at $1,543, and palladium down 12 at $454 an ounce. When on Friday last, the Dow Jones was off, closed off 122 at 10,137. The NASDAQ on past Friday was off 21, closing at 2257, and the S&P was down 14 at 1089. Crude oil this morning off $1.33, trades at $72.64. How much lower will it go? Well, $35 would be kind of nice. We'll see where it goes. But crude is on its way down, $1.33, trading at $72.64 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude spilling out into the Gulf of Mexico. The U.S. dollar index this morning moves up 61 basis points. Trades at 87.11. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, but this is a rather high U.S. dollar index number. But the Canadian dollar, as a result of this upward moving U.S. dollar index, goes down 52 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 18, trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro down 103 basis points, trading at $1.22. The British pound up, the only one of our indicators in our basket of currencies here for the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. The British pound up 46 basis points at $1.46. And the Swiss franc down 83 at 86 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the two-year bonds yielding 0.75. You can pick up those two-year bonds at $100 a pop. The 10-year yields out at 3.23%, and the 30-year is at 4.14. And in the mortgage markets this morning, the fixed 15-year mortgage moving down from 4.37% a month ago to 4.33%, and the 30-year mortgage moving down from 5.13% to 4.92%. Lots of news on the browser this morning. Some quite a bit of BP news is going to talk about that as it starts to impact and roll out into bigger things. I've been all over, spent most of all of the afternoon yesterday looking at stuff, and I've got quite a bit in my mind and on the browser. But let's just pick up some of the other information. Generally, the HP is to cut a net of 3,000 jobs and take charge of $1 billion. This is a brief article off Bloomberg by Bill Koenig writing for this morning. Hewlett-Packard Company said it expects to cut a net of 3,000 jobs and record costs of about $1 billion. Very short article. The next line and the last line of the article says the company said it expects to cut 9,000 jobs and replace about 6,000 of those positions. The information was disclosed in a regulatory filing, but look at the numbers here. They're going to cut 9,000 jobs. Okay, that's 9,000 little envelopes with pink slips. And then some 6,000 people, perhaps some of those that were fired, are going to be hired back again. All right, replacing about 6,000 of those positions. That would be an opportunity for HP to renegotiate contracts, bonuses, pensions, retirement, health care, and everything else. And for the 3,000 that don't like the New Deal, they can take the hike. Anyway, that's a rather interesting story. As brief as it is, I'm always looking for that kind of stuff as it comes along because it gives us an idea of just exactly what is happening out there in the big, wide world that we live in. This article has a little bit to do with oil as well. This Dubai capital returning Standard Charter says, update 1 Bloomberg News, May 31st, capital is gradually flowing back into Dubai. We all heard about how Dubai was in great trouble and this, that, and the other, and the Rothschilds came in and bailed them out. Well, capital is gradually flowing back into Dubai. Of course, we've been hearing about how there's a kind of a circular door between Pakistan and Dubai and that region as money comes in and goes out and around, circles around. Capital, again, is gradually flowing back into Dubai after one of its main holding companies reached a debt restructuring accord with lenders, according to Standard Chartered PLC. Now, of course, Standard Chartered PLC is a British company, but they are one of Dubai World's seven biggest creditors. It's so difficult to find principal bondholders, principal stockholders, shareholders, and that sort of stuff. I don't know where you would go to get it yet. I still haven't hit the magic button. When I do, I'll share it with you. But I'm looking at this Standard Chartered PLC. It's on my radar screen. Because of the settlement agreement, sentiment is slowly coming back to the market. Hassan Jarrar, managing director of Standard Charter's United Arab Emirates unit, said in an interview in Shanghai today. You guys are all over the map, globalists. Here's a quote. We see a lot of funds coming from different parts of the world into Dubai trying to capitalize on emerging opportunities, especially in the real estate market. All right. So we know that there's just been a glut of building in Dubai and in that region. And a lot of that property is standing there empty, including the Great Tower of Babel, Shining Tower of Babel they built recently, largely an empty building. More than 90 banks are owed money by Dubai World, and the Royal Bank of Scotland PLC, HSBC Holdings PLC, and Standard Chartered among its seven biggest creditors. These all three off the British Isles, United Kingdom. Access to credit in Dubai is easing in areas including mortgages, auto loans, and corporate debt. according to Girard. Quote, Dubai is right now having some short-term pains, but you cannot erase the importance of that place, he said. And I think he's absolutely right. This idea of the London, Dubai, New York triangle that has formed over the past year, very interesting, very important for us to keep an eye on that. The real estate prices in Dubai, the second largest emirate in the United Arab Emirates, have plummeted about 50% from their peak in the late 2008. So everybody's getting a haircut in Dubai on their real estate holdings. Real estate values plummeting 50%. Dubai economy will shrink about 0.5% according to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, marking the second year of the contraction for the debt-laden Emirates. London-based Standard Charter, there you go, London-based Standard Charter, which derives most of its profits from emerging markets, is hoping to be granted a license in Libya and sees opportunity in countries including Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Egypt, Algeria, Gerard said. The lender, which generated 16% of pre-tax profit from Africa and the Middle East in 2009, wants to take advantage of rising trade and mergers and acquisitions between the oil-rich regions and other emerging markets. So we'll keep an eye on this. This is going to figure into the bigger story here as BP rocks and rolls. Let's go into a little bit more of another one here. This has to do with Korea. I found this a rather interesting article in that it sounds so much like what we're hearing out of Washington, D.C. and New York City. South Korea, this is an article off Bloomberg, William Sim. I won't even try this fellow's last, the other person's last name. South Korea's government reiterated its call for the central bank to hold off raising the benchmark interest rate after pledging to reduce its role at policy meetings over concerns of the bank's independence. Seems to be the same discussion. The firewall between monetary policy and fiscal policy, even in the Central Bank of Korea. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back to our discussion of the Korean government urging its central banks to hold key rates. You know, this is another one of those things, but we start to understand that the central bankers of the world are a great cartel. What goes around comes around, no matter where you look on the planet. The Bank of Korea should wait and check the second quarter economic data before deciding on the next rate move, they say. Finance Minister Yoon Jung-yoon said in an interview with a newspaper published today and confirmed by his ministry. The data could be disappointing because of Europe's debt crisis, cold weather, and a poor jobs market. Well, there's a whole bunch more in here. Long article. Nothing has changed, said Kwon Young-sun, an economist at Nomura Holdings, Inc. They may make a little change in the process, and the minister still goes out talking about rates. The problem is, here's another quote, is market players listen to what the government says on rates. That listen more to what the government says on rates than to what the central banks say. And that's because the government has been the winner most of the time when its rate signals conflict with those of the central bank. So once again, I'm not going to belabor this point, but what we're really talking about here is the difference between monetary policy, which is set by the central bank, and fiscal policy, which is set by the government. And the central bankers worldwide are trying to maintain this firewall between them and governments, so that they have autonomy in all things financial. Not quite an equitable arrangement for people in the on the planet. And at the same time, as we're going through these stories, and certainly as I've been going through the browser, I keep wondering what else is happening. Our eyes are fixed on the euro. Our eyes are looking at Greece. Our eyes are focused on the Gulf of Mexico. We're looking at what's happening in China and the APEC, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. And I just keep wondering, what else is happening? What am I not seeing? What haven't I found here each day? I just think that we're being fed a line of stuff and nonsense in here somewhere, and that something much more important is happening, and it's under the radar screen. It certainly is for me. Demand grows on Israel to open the Gaza border aid, Gaza border after aid ship clash. It's another one of these really wonderfully crafted diversionary tactics. Sad as it is, you know, that's exactly what I'm starting to feel, how I'm starting to feel about this. It's a diversion. It's the watch the left hand, not the right hand type of a thing. But still, there's every reason to support this effort because Israel has really gone beyond the pale here once again. Russia joined the European Union in demanding Israel open its borders into the Gaza Strip, and Egypt said it'll allow medical and aid shipments into the enclave. A day after 9 people were killed, now we've heard numbers higher than this, but this is off Bloomberg, 9 people were killed in an Israeli raid on a ship that tried to breach its blockade. It's not just one ship, it's many ships, but it was a ship, one of them, that tried to breach its blockade. The United Nations Security Council today condemned acts which resulted in the deaths, while Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the Israeli raid was an act of despicable recklessness. Israel says it needs to control Gaza's borders or else the Islamic Hamas movement, which controls the enclave, will smuggle in material to make rockets and attack its territory. Palestinians, backed by the UN and human rights groups, say the restrictions on food imports and construction materials have created a humanitarian crisis. Egypt has shut its border crossing into Gaza since Hamas seized full control of the area in 2007. But this is a really unusual kind of a discussion that's going on here. Apparently, some 330 missiles or rockets have been sent into Israel from this area, resulting in a death or two. I think one death, if I could look and find it here. kind of rather peculiar. You would think that that many, and this was a contract worker. Let's see if I can find that and get the real numbers on it, just in a rundown. Here it is. Gaza has become a Hamas terrorist base backed by Iran, firing thousands of rockets at Israel, and has amassed tens of thousands more to fire at our cities and our towns and our children, Netanyahu said yesterday during a visit to Ottawa. He cut his trip short, and he didn't go down to visit Barry the usurper. He says, but he concludes this way. He says, we try to let all humanitarian goods into Gaza after they have undergone our security checks. It's a bunch of nonsense, that is. Israel has restricted entry of people and goods into Gaza since the territory was taken over by Hamas in 2007, allowing in a limited range of supplies, including food, blah, blah, blah. Here's that part. Israel fought a three-week war in Gaza starting in December 2008 that it said was meant to stop Hamas and other militant groups from firing rockets into its territory. Some 330 rockets have been fired from Gaza into Israel since the end of the operation, killing one foreign worker last March, the army said. And Israel boards this humanitarian aid vessel and kills nine. How effective are these rockets? Some 330 rockets have been fired from Gaza into Israel, and it killed one foreign worker last March. That'd be a year ago. How many other foreign workers have died in the past year? Maybe a box fell off a shelf, knocked them on the noggin. Maybe they electrocuted themselves, standing in a puddle of water trying to repair an electrical short someplace. 330 rockets? How effective are these rockets? How big are these rockets? What do these rockets look like? Something you get down at the hobby shop? My word in heaven. Well, anyway, that's what's happening there, but it ain't going to be restricted to that. Let's jump into the United Nations and see what they have to say over here. This is another article off Bloomberg, but the United Nations Security Council, of course, Barry the usurper sits there, doesn't he? Condemned the violence that resulted in the deaths of nine pro-Palestinian activists during Israel's raid on ships carrying aid to the Gaza Strip and called for an investigation. That's the way the United Nations responds to this stuff, right? Peace. Peace. And there is no peace, just more investigations. Security Council's 15-member governments agreed to a statement condemning acts which resulted in the deaths and endorsed a prompt, impartial, credible, and transparent investigation. Let's see how prompt, impartial, credible, and transparent the investigation is, and let's see whether or not it results in some form of tribunal or reparation or some kind of a condemnation or a conviction. The statement requested the release of the ships and the captured civilians and called the situation in Gaza not sustainable. Man, they got to throw that word in there. They just got to throw it in there in the age of sustainable development. Well, there's a lot more to all of that, but BP is certainly not doing well. Neither are we, but neither is BP. There's a lot to this. BP plunges after attempt to plug the oil leak fails, update 2. BP PLC fell the most in 18 years. We're talking about their stocks. In London, trading after abandoning attempt to plug a leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico, the worst spill in U.S. history. Anybody listen to Axiom Radio yesterday? Yes, certainly a lot of people did. But if you heard that Rachel Maddow clip that Chowder was going through, you heard a really good one. If you'd missed it, go back and listen to Axiom Radio archive, which you can find on the OracleBroadcasting.com webpage, and listen to that again. Rachel Maddow was onto a lot of really good research there. I wish I had her resources to pull something like that together. But BP plunged as much as 17% to 411 pence, the steepest one-day drop since June of 1992, and its bonds traded in line with companies rated as much as levels lower. I don't know what that means. BP said on May 29th, the attempt to plug the leak using heavy fluids and debris had failed, blah, blah, blah. This is old stuff. This has all been done back in 1979, and they're just rolling out the same line of crap to the people this time around. Although we believe that the market has overreacted to the bad news, we feel that there would be little stimulus to the shares while this leak continues to pump oil into the sea.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we're looking at this article, and it's another one of these team writing projects, and it really hasn't benefited by the team writing. They've got the article all confused by starting out, coming in, talking about the financial status of BP, and its shares trading much lower than they have in the past, basically plunging, as they say. BP has plunged as much as 17%. But they've combined all of the discussion about the oil and the oil leak and all of the repairs and so on and blah, 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 thrown it all through this article, makes it difficult to use on air. It's difficult to read, too, because it's really just totally confusing. They're not sticking to the financial news here. They're just trying to make a big, long story out of it, which they've done, and it's not nearly as good as it could be if it was just nice, hot, accurate financial information. But investors demand a yield premium of 148 basis points on the average to buy BP's bonds rather than government debt. Bank of America's Merrill Lynch Energy Industry Index shows that's almost double the 77 basis point spread on notes sold by industrial companies with similar credit ratings, and the shares traded at 419, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes on, and it's talking all about other things again. But the idea here is that many people are looking now at BP, and they're wondering whether or not this company is going to be able, in its present format, to be able to endure or withstand the costs that they're suffering right now. Okay? It's Many people are wondering whether the Gulf is going to be able to endure BP. Who's going to win, the Gulf or BP? But anyway, there's more at it here. Survival is at stake. The company's survival is at stake. Listening to a clip this morning talking about existential. Well, that's, you know, man, you know, Jean-Paul Sartre, let's leave him out. You know, will the company continue to exist next year? That's to be determined. But the company's survival is at stake. The London-based investment bank Arbuthnot Securities Limited said today the cost of the disaster and the share price drop may make BP a takeover target or force the company to split up, analysts said. Then it talks about credit default swaps. And again, you go back and listen to that, listen to the discussion that Rob Chata had on his broadcast last night and others, and you'll find out that these credit default swaps and all that owe their origin to the Exxon Valdez oil spill when it busted up, drunken pilot and all of that. Credit default swap contracts on BP rose to a record of 136 basis points from 100.6 basis points on May the 28th, according to CMA Data Vision, blah, blah, blah. So if you understand that terminology, you can find out a little bit more in this article about it. And continuing, they say that it's kind of like trying to do drilling this relief well is kind of like doing a lottery. Their chances of success on that lottery is pretty slim, and not everyone is convinced that they're going to work. Initial failure, they say, is almost a certainty. That's why they're drilling two oils instead of wells, relief wells instead of one. But it's not just the stocks. The bonds are taking it in the shorts as well. And I'm not talking about selling shorts. I'm talking about taking it in the shorts. BP bonds trade like debt rated five steps lower as oil plug fails. BP's bonds are trading in line with debt rated as much as five levels lower after the company quit trying to plug a leak, blah, blah, blah. Investors demand a yield premium. We went through that. BP shares fell the most in 18 years today. More of that. Prospect of criminal penalties in the billions, said David Kotok. Now, this is the first time I've seen these words used in the news articles. There is the prospect of criminal penalties in the billions. In other words, a crime has been committed. That's instead of civil penalties, these are criminal penalties. Instead of just paying the cost of the cleanup, we're talking criminal penalties. That could be devastating to BP. Chairman said David Kotok, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer of Cumberland Advisors in Sarasota, Florida, these could be in addition to BP's liabilities for the full cleanup and for damages. We continue to estimate the total gross cost of this incident to be eventually measured in the tens of billions. Now, does BP have tens of billions? Some say they do. I don't know whether they do or not. I've been all over the web trying to figure out what their cash potential is and what their equity potential is, and it's hard to determine, certainly for somebody with as little experience in all of this as I have. But again, there's a lot going on here. The spread on BP's 500 million pounds of 4% bonds due in December of 2014 widened 9 basis points to 109 basis points, according to HSBC Holding PLC prices on Bloomberg. And there's more to that story. Let's go over here and see whether we want to take on much more of BP. Getting pretty tired of it. But let's go here. And this one has to do with the season. It's getting worse and worse, just like back in the 70s when they had the other big oil spill down there. Oil from the biggest spill in U.S. history could spread this week to threaten the coasts of Mississippi and Alabama, according to weather forecasts that come as the Atlantic hurricane season officially starts. Today is the beginning of the hurricane season. Winds from the southwest are predicted this week, pushing oil from BP PLC's broken well in the Gulf of Mexico to a wider area of the U.S. coast, said NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Results indicate that the oil may move north to threaten the barrier islands off Mississippi and Alabama later in the forecast period. Again, all of this is just a repeat, apparently, of what happened is so many years ago. Well, let's see. U.S. hurricane season, which begins today, ends November the 30th, may be one of the most active on record. I don't know how they know this. I don't know. But they say, listen to the way they say it, U.S. hurricane season, which begins on June the 1st and ends on November the 30th, may be one of the most active on record, potentially hampering BP's efforts as response costs rose to $900 million, or about $24 million a day after an attempt to plug the gushing well failed. Now they're using gushing. It was spewed. Now it's gushing. BP is modifying its system to collect crude on a ship, blah, blah, blah. Trying to achieve the greatest flexibility for operations during a hurricane. Here's the hurricane forecast. As of yesterday, the Unified Area Command in Robert, Louisiana, reported oil along blah, blah, blah. 15 to 20 named storms may develop in the season, threatening both the Gulf of Mexico and the U.S. East Coast. Now, how do they know that 15 to 20 storms may develop? You know, it's may develop. Well, could be. Yep, the sky could be falling, too. Well, how do you know that? Director Greg Holland said that. The director of Mesoscale and Microscale Meteorology Division of the National Center for Atmospheric Research. The 2010 hurricane season in the Atlantic has an 85% chance. This is chance again. Then they'll come out and they'll go unexpectedly fell. You know, they'll give you the unexpectedly. They're all, I don't know, it's crapshoot. It's rolling dice. They're running probability here. They're running algorithms. They're depending too much on their computers. They need to go outside and look around. But anyway, the 2010 hurricane season in the Atlantic has an 85% chance of being above normal, with a 70% probability of 14 to 23 named storms, with 8 expected to become hurricanes, NOAA said on May 27th. So just write that on the calendar in the kitchen, folks, and let's see whether they come up with names for 14 to 23 storms this year between now and November the 30th. The conditions expected this year have historically produced some very active Atlantic hurricane seasons, they said. So that's that. Of course, we've been hearing about this undersea oil as well. Let me pull this one up and briefly hit it. There's so much out there. Undersea oil adrift in the Gulf may create an oxygen dead zone. They're talking about the millions of gallons of oil leaking from a broken well a mile under the Gulf of Mexico may create oxygen-depleting dead zones and so on and so forth. BP PLC's oil spill, biggest in history, has been sprayed. Now, we talked about this yesterday, with 950 gallons of chemicals on the surface. And I looked and looked and looked, and I still can't find a wholesale or a retail price for a gallon of Conexit or core exit dispersant. I don't know what the stuff runs for a gallon, but they've sprayed a million gallons virtually on chemicals on the surface, and somebody's going to have to pick up the tab. We've noticed the in bed relationship between Exxon and BP with the company that makes core exit, this NoCal or whatever it was. But there's a lot of money going down here. People are making money. So it's just like Goldman Sachs involved in it as well. They're, you know, probably selling British Petroleum stock shares short as it continues to plummet. All the vultures are circling. All of the lawyers are circling. This is quite a shark feeding frenzy. The amount of dispersants used is unprecedented, and the behavior of the dissolved oil is unknown, the EPA agency administrator Lisa Jackson has said. Oh, my. Well, there's so much more in all of that. Let's see if I can find this other article that I want to get to right after these words from our sponsors.
A debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Now, you just got to understand the incredible impact that the blogosphere and the independent talk radio, independent media, independent TV is having on shaping public opinion and cross currents of public opinion, which then affects the law and legislation. Whether BBC or Sky News reports on what's happening in the Gulf and the other things that are happening around the world, the commercial media is having to respond. They're having to include a lot of stuff that ordinarily I think they would just as soon not mention. And this article is a pretty good example of this, insofar as that it's taken almost a week to 10 days to have this show up on Bloomberg. But they're now talking about the impact of using this dispersant in the Gulf. And there's a great, great concern of the subsurface nature of this event and the amount of dispersants and what this will mean to the entire ecosystem. Roger Helm, the chief of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Division of Environmental Quality, said at a press conference, this is going to be groundbreaking science. Well, I don't know whether it's going to be groundbreaking science, but it can certainly be a life-breaking event. There's no doubt about that. A government team appointed by the Coast Guard estimates oil has been spilling from the well at a rate of 12,000 to 19,000 barrels a day. That could increase as much as 20% when BP makes its next attempt to control the leak by sawing off a damaged pipe. And what they're going to do is they'll cut off a piece, you know, get the big chunk out of the way. Then they're going to come in with a diamond grit bandsaw and make a clean cut. They'll likely put on a outer hub and then insert a rubber gasket and an inner pipe, and clamp the whole bad boy together and see if that works. I don't know. We'll see. But most likely it'll go the way it did back in the 70s, and they'll just wait until they can intercept this well with one of the relief wells that they're drilling. Now, continuing, long-term damage. Even if BP succeeds, long-term damage to the Gulf ecosystem is unavoidable. We've been hearing about these dead zones and things like that. Well, there's more in this article. Even if BP succeeds, long-term damage to the Gulf ecosystem is unavoidable, said Rick Steiner, a marine biologist and a consultant who has worked with governments in the United Nations on oil spills. This much oil in a productive marine environment will cause substantial environmental damage, he said. And the marine biologists are worried that the oil will kill off fragile organisms such as the shrimp and fish larvae and plankton, a critical part of the offshore food chain, and there's truth to that. Steiner said, fish can also suffocate if the gills are coated with crude. Yeah, that's true. Microbes in the sea that feed on oil seeping from the seabed. See, the Creator had this pretty well figured out when he built this planet. He's already got this handled. He knows that this abiotic oil is going to creep and seep and come up, and so he's already provided microbes in the sea that feed on the oil. Of course, the never anticipated man getting in there and fiddly farting around the way that he has. But continues here, with such a big oil spill, that may bring on problems of its own. Populations of oil-gorged microbes could expand rapidly, consuming oxygen needed by other sea life and creating dead zones. Of course, there's no mention here of methane or benzene or anything else. It's just that these oil-gorged microbes, according to this biologist, marine biologist, would be consuming the oxygen rapidly and creating these oxygen-deprived or, quote-unquote, dead zones. You end up with a transformation of the chemistry of the water, and we're not clear on what that is, Mueller, Karger said, so on and so forth. Other people are out there. They're going to do all manner and sundry of things. Here, let's go over to this article. Well, before I do that, let's hit this one. I'll come up and close on the other one. This out of Washington. This is Bloomberg again, James Rowley writing. This is news of the 29th of May. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Congress should consider eliminating the cap on damages that companies such as BP PLC have to pay for harm for oil spills. There's a movement afoot in Congress for that, Pelosi said in an interview yesterday on Bloomberg Television's Political Capital with Al Hunt airing this weekend. Why have a cap? Question mark. Pelosi had previously voiced support for a proposal to raise to $10 billion. Now get this, underline it. I've heard a lot of people banding around numbers that aren't right. To raise $10 billion, the existing $75 million cap for economic damages caused by each environmental disaster. It's a $75 million cap. That's existing. That's what we have now. And there are proposals to raise that. So from a $75 million cap, which would be woefully short in this particular situation, and probably going forward in most situations, because the value of that $75 million cap that was originally set by Congress because of inflation and the diminution of the U.S. dollar, the USDX, that $75 million cap today needs to translate to a number much higher, just the way 50-cent gasoline and 35-cent cigarettes is now completely new. But it's going to raise, they're proposing to raise to $10 billion the existing 70. I'm going to play a game here. All right, it's trying to cut in and out on me there. So, this well now continues. Supporters of the legislation that would raise the cap vowed to renew their efforts to win passage after the bill failed in the Senate. The measure would apply to BP and Transocean Limited, owners of the Deepwater Horizon rig that exploded April the 20th. And then it continues and talks about well spilling, spewing 12 to 19,000 barrels, blah, blah, blah. BP said in a statement it's already spent $930 million responding to the spill. So this $10 billion cap may or may not be adequate to cover the costs, but it's there, and this is what they're talking about. Pelosi said the head of the Minerals Management Service, Elizabeth Birnbaum, was fired because she hadn't cleaned up the problems at the agency that were, the quote, the result of cozy relationships between the Bush administration and the oil industry. Holdovers from previous administration have burrowed in there, and Barry the usurper removed the head of the agency because she hasn't cleaned up the Bush administration people fast enough. So now they're looking at a Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican finger-pointing program. Well, there's much more to that. But yesterday, when we were talking about the cast of characters, one of the cast of characters that came into this was DuPont and relationships in DuPont. This is a story I came across. It was on the news. This is June the 1st, New News, 2010. DuPont danger was hidden away. Now, I've talked about this or addressed it in the past, the idea of the Superfund cleanup monies that were made available and all the work that was done back in the 70s and the 80s. And this article harkens back to that time period. This is it. When John Sinsheimer, and where is it from? It's on the NewJersey.com website, North Jersey, NorthJersey.com. Spell it the way it sounds, NorthJersey.com. www.NorthJersey.com. DuPont danger was hidden away is the title of the article, New News Today. James M. O'Neill is a staff writer for The Record writing. When John Sinsheimer made his long shot bid in 1987 to become Pompton Lake's first Democratic mayor in 20 years, he won by promising to address an infestation of starlings and limit development. He never mentioned a far more dire issue, contamination at a DuPont explosive plant, and the fact that groundwater laced with toxic solvents was spreading under a nearby neighborhood. Now you can go back to Love Canal and look at that as well, up in Jimmy X's territory there, up in New York, Nuevo Yorko. Look at that and just type it into your browser, Love Canal, and get an idea for what went on in those neighborhoods. But here's contamination at a DuPont explosive plant, and the fact that groundwater laced with toxic solvents was spreading under a nearby neighborhood. That's because Sinsheimer never knew the pollution existed. Hardly anybody in town was aware, even though documents show DuPont and state environmental officials had been discussing it for several years. So we have to be very, very careful about closing the book on some of these kinds of events, and especially oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico, setting a cap or setting a dollar amount and saying, okay, BP, you've done your job. You've paid it back, and you've paid back all the money you'll ever have to pay back. We're closing the books on this one. You want to be very careful with that. We've seen the graft. We've seen the corruption in government officials, especially through the EPA, the Department of the Interiors, the Mineral Management Service, and many others. We've seen this over and over again. So until such time as we're really confident that everything is, all systems are normal and everything's back, we definitely don't want to let up on this particular issue. Now, we're going to go to a break. We come back, I'm going to share with you a little bit more from this article. Stay tuned.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908 908- 601-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, getting underway with our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. Got a lot of news in the browser. There's a lot of news in the browser, a lot of places that we could still go yet. I'm going to tarry a little bit with this article in regards to DuPont. Before I go back to the article, I just ask everybody to think about it from the standpoint of make it happen, let it happen, or accident. The more I read about this, the more I study about this, there are too many people that actually have something to gain. There's so many other people that have something to gain. And there may be some particular reason why BP needs to take a, be transformed. Merger, acquisition, broken up, so on and so forth. But so far, I'm still leaning strongly towards an accident. But there are a lot of people out there that might start to pick up the thread of make it happen or let it happen. But again, you got to look at the three criteria, I guess, in forensics analysis, if I know anything at all about it, and I know little. But you have to find a motive, first of all, and then a means and an opportunity. Certainly, British Petroleum and Transocean had both the means and the opportunity. They were right there. From the story on the drill rig's deck, the drilling platform's deck of the Transocean, from the father of the young man, one of the men that died there, they were doing everything they could to stop it from happening, not making it happen. And so they perished, they lost their lives, sacrificed themselves, and saved their compadres on the rig. So it kind of rules out that the drilling rig people had anything to do actually with making it happen. I think they were working and had been working diligently and had been warning and warning and warning. So make it happen is kind of an out off the table for me. Let it happen from BP, that's a possibility. As this cast of characters continues to be revealed, everybody is making a ton of money where they weren't making a whole lot of money before, perhaps. You make money on a crisis. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Lots of people are making money. The government's making money. They're pilfering money away from BP, taking it out of the stock shares, and collapsing, for many people, the value of their bonds and the value of their shares in energy stocks. And energy stocks are a big deal these days. But, as we've seen, looking into the cast of characters, the cast of criminals, many of these people are also holding wind power and solar power and alternative energy chairmanships and directorships, boards of directors, stock shares, and so on and so forth. Indicates that they might have something to gain by a transition away from BP and oil and so on and so forth. But again, let's go back to this article about DuPont. This is a small town here that's having problems because they happen to live in the vicinity of a DuPont plant. 3 months into his term, Sinsheimer learned about the contamination by accident when he found documents about DuPont locked in a borough hall file cabinet. A borough hall, like a town hall file cabinet. He found documents locked in a cabinet. His discovery, left to the first public hearing about the contamination, outraged borough officials and residents, pressured the State Department of Environmental Protection to broaden the scope of testing, which helped uncover more evidence that the pollution had spread much farther into a nearby neighborhood, poisoning wells, contaminating yards, and threatening the health of residents. If Sinsheimer hadn't come across those documents, who knows what would have happened, said Raymond Forrester, a former councilman. Sinsheimer's story illustrates the paucity of information shared with the public about the DuPont contamination in the 1980s and how hard communities sometimes have to fight to get help. All right? So keep that in mind as we move forward, and let's think about the people who live in the Gulf and not let them get stuck with the dirty end of this stick.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so I've just started in on this little bit of an article here. DuPont danger was hidden away June 1st, 2010, new news off of the NorthJersey.com website. And I kind of gave you a teaser there of what was going down here. Some contamination, DuPont, explosive plant, groundwater laced with toxic solvents spreading into nearby neighborhoods. But most of you may have missed the first sentence. I'm going to give it to you again. When John Sinsheimer made his long shot bid in 1987 to become Pompton Lake's first Democratic mayor in 20 years, he won by promising to address an infestation of starlings and limit development. Now, on this broadcast, when we talk about becoming vocal local, we're talking about a difference in orientation, a different perspective, a different point of view, a different reference point than many have advocated in the past. As opposed to standing on the sidewalk with your sign, shame Israel, or, you know, down with BP, or whatever, you know, marching up and down with your bullhorn, your t-shirt, this fellow, John Sinsheimer, decided he would go the other direction. And rather than sitting outside trying to shout down the walls of government, he took a seat at the table. He put his name, declared his candidacy, ran, and won as a mayor of all things. Why? Big deal, right? Pompton Lakes, never even heard of it. But he was the first mayor, Democratic mayor, in 20 years. Well, it tells you something, doesn't it? Around here, we've had Republicans in office since Christ was a corporal, as my mother used to say. But this was the first Democratic mayor in 20 years, so patronage being what patronage is, and Republican Party loyalty being what it is, it could be the same, whether you were in Chicago and this would be the first Republican candidate to win in 20 years. You know, I'm nonpartisan. I could care less. I think the whole we need to abolish the entire established political party system. Two-party political system is broke from the beginning. It introduces the spirit of division among the people. It's needless. It's useless. It's only used for control, for dividing the people. But he won his election. Now, when he gets elected, what does he have the opportunity to do? He's given the keys to the borough hall. Now he can come in 7 o'clock in the morning, and he could stay until midnight if he so chose, ordering a pizza or whatever. But 3 months into his term, he learned about this contamination. How? By accident. When he found documents about DuPont locked in a borough hall file cabinet. His discovery led to the first public hearings about the contamination, outraged borough officials and residents, pressured the State Department of Environmental Protection to broaden the scope of testing, which helped uncover evidence that pollution had spread much farther into a nearby neighborhood, poisoning wells, contaminating yards, and threatening the health of residents. If Sinsheimer hadn't come across these documents, who knows what would have happened, said Raymond Forrester, a former councilman. He didn't come in to mayor with this in mind. This is just something he discovered. He was due diligence. He was doing his job for once. He was poking and prodding. He was looking into things. He went into that old dusty tome in the corner of your small town, borough hall, or town hall, city hall, or whatever you want to call it, and he went through that big stack of ordinances that no one ever seems to know about except when they need to whip one out for their own use. But Sinsheimer's story illustrates the paucity of information shared with the public about the DuPont contamination in the 1980s and how hard communities sometimes have to fight to get help. It explains why many residents living above the contaminated groundwater are so mistrustful of the company and the Department of Department of Environmental Protection, all right, the DEP. A mistrust that poses a giant hurdle for new generations of federal and state officials trying to hasten the cleanup. Now, here in southwest Missouri, we have these confined animal feeding operations all over, these chicken houses and turkey houses and all of that. And we've got the big processing plants for George's and Tyson Foods and the others. And people that live around the area are noticing deterioration in the quality of their groundwater, little toxic pools turning up from time to time. I have first-hand accounts of these, you know. But it takes people that actually want to energize within the established two-party political system to actually begin to do anything about it. Because if you appeal to the Department of, you know, DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection, if you appeal to Tyson's, you know, you get the bombs rush. You get the side stage exit. Somebody comes out with a shepherd's crook and pulls you off the stage. It also shows how slowly such cleanups progress, even with contamination that poses serious health concerns. More than 2 decades after DuPont assured residents their health was not at risk and that the contamination would be cleaned up within 5 years, the company is still filing reports about potential technologies that might get the groundwater clean again. Oh, well, let's try a top kill again. And if the top kill doesn't work, why don't we use the sombrero trick that worked for the people 30 years ago? A lie big enough and told often enough soon becomes truth in the minds of the man, right? Sometimes regulators and corporations have a tendency to reassure people prematurely. This is a dialogue to consensus process where you come to a meeting and they have all the, like, Alice's Restaurant. Remember that song? Arlo Guthrie, Woody Guthrie, Arlo it was. Circles and arrows on the back. Honest Officer Obie, I did put my name on that envelope at the bottom of that big pile of trash. that you found. Sometimes regulators and corporations have a tendency to reassure people prematurely. People in harm's way want officials to provide assurances, and too often regulators and corporations overpromise and say there's no reason to worry. Nothing to look at here, folks. Move along now. Move along. Everything will be fine. Chance discovery. In his new position as mayor back in 1987, Sinsheimer's chores included presiding over occasional marriage ceremonies in Borough Hall. Talk about serendipity. This is it, synchronicity. Pompton Lakes had a tradition of handing out Bibles to couples being married, but the Bibles were locked in a metal filing cabinet in the mayor's office. The key was missing. Sinsheimer got a locksmith to drill open the cabinet. Inside there were Bibles and three large ring binders with documents DuPont had filed with the DEP for a permit to clean up a lagoon at the facility. The lagoon, a shooting pond, had been used to detonate defective blasting caps underwater. Sinsheimer read the documents with fascination and growing alarm. A letter floated out of one of the binders that indicated that Pompton Lakes had a six-month window to provide feedback to the DEP about DuPont's cleanup proposal, but by the time Sinsheimer discovered the letter, that deadline was only 3 weeks away. I was shocked, Sinsheimer said. The prior mayor, Republican Charles Romaine, says he knew nothing about it. Knew nothing about it. Romaine had grown up in Pompton Lakes, DuPont Village, a cluster of homes just off the factory site that the company had built for the employees. Factory town. New Lanark. New Harmony. New Freedom. General Motors. Ford. DuPont. GE. Factory towns. His father had worked at the DuPont plant for 40 years, overseeing the unloading of raw materials from trains arriving at the facility. Romaine remembers the lagoons from childhood. From childhood. So now we're going to start to enter into a belief system here. As the people who grew up around there liked working for DuPont, everybody got along one with another. Everybody knew the manager of the plant. Everybody's friendly. Everybody's been to the barbecues. And no one is looking and no one cares. We'll be right back.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we're back once again looking at this Pompton Lake community here back in the 1980s, getting cleaned up a little bit. Very interesting discussion going on here, actually. At least it is to me. I hope you're finding this interesting. And the article continues and it says, you could see these ponds, or those ponds. They were bright purple or aqua green, he recalled. Romaine said people in the neighborhood, and this is the former mayor, had a good idea there was pollution on the DuPont site, and then it spread by a tributary called Acid Brook that ran from the DuPont property through neighbors' backyards and into Pompton Lake. So, where do you live? Well, I live on the confluence of Acid Brook. Acid Brook never had any fish in it. At times it had a sheen on it, Romaine recalled. But the thinking was it was no big deal. No one knew the ramifications. I wonder if anyone's dog ever drank out of Acid Brook and survived the ordeal. DuPont had always been a good neighbor, he said. I don't think anyone knew the extent of the contamination. Initially, they kept it quiet up there and just took care of business. Buying your silence. Your silence being assent. Your silence being consent. Buy your silence if you find out something you shouldn't really know and agree to keep your mouth shut, we'll give you a raise, right? Romaine said he did not recall receiving any DuPont cleanup proposal while mayor or locking any documents in the cabinet. James Carlo, a council member during that time, said he recalled some limited communication from DuPont to the council about cleanup efforts on DuPont property, but nothing from the company or state that the contamination had spread off-site. Somebody's got a Pinocchio nose ought to be growing about now. We were under the impression there was nothing for the borough to do because we thought the contamination was contained to DuPont's property. If the Department of Environmental Protection knew it had migrated off-site, they didn't tell us. Local pressure. Sinsheimer needed Esperks, and he needed him quick. Remember, he only had 3 weeks. He called Dirk Ottens, a former New Jersey State police officer who had invested illegal wetlands dumping. Ottens brought in a team to pore over the DEP documents about the contamination. In a 1988 memo, Ottens summarizes the consensus of the group. DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection, is giving DuPont an easy out. Isn't that what we heard from the Interior Department? Mineral Management Service? Not requiring environmental impact assessments to be filed by British Petroleum. And there were exploratory wells being drilled in the Gulf of Mexico. Again, DEP is giving DuPont an easy out. 1988, sounds systemic, doesn't it? He wrote, and again, when we talk about the Environmental Protection Agency, we talk about the green agenda, it has nothing to do with the environment, my friends. It's all about environmental and developmental concerns. Sustaining them. These are companies. Concerns has up until just the last couple of decades been understood as synonymous with corporation and environmental and developmental corporation. We're talking about Halliburton. We're talking about Nalco. We're talking about Cameron. We're talking about Transocean. We're talking about the British Petroleum and Exxon. Environmental and developmental concerns, sustainable development. People foolishly buy into this environmentalism. They don't understand English. They don't know that an ism is a belief system, a belief in the environment as God, a green theology, the co-creationists. Ah, well, anyway, let's go on with this. Without that local pressure to force the DEP to monitor things, you're allowing the polluters to monitor themselves, Otten recalls. I mean, hello? That's right out of the article here. Without that local pressure, without a bold, vocal, local people willing to stand up and just say no, as globalism transitions from global to local, unless you have a bold, vocal people who are willing to stand up and say no and be counted, the Department of Environmental Protection is just going to walk right over the top of you. They're in bed with these environmental and developmental concerns. Another problem, the permit did not address the off-site groundwater contamination. Certainly, you don't think that the oceans are just some kind of a porcelain teacup, do you? Even if they do have a very thick salt rind on the bottom of them, if there are great dead zones in the ocean, that water is going to go someplace, and maybe it's going to wind up in your drinking glass. Another problem, the permit did not address the off-site groundwater contamination. The group demanded the state require testing beyond the DuPont property lines. You can tell you, I was working at a surveying company years ago, and we were hired to do a survey of a site in the industrial area of Seattle, Washington, that was alleged to be a contaminated site. And they needed to have an on-site land survey done to document the location of all of the contaminants. I'd never worked on that kind of a project before, but was part of the crew that did. And there was a special trailer that had been set up, and we'd come there early in the morning, and I mean early because it was in the summertime. We got there early before the heat of the day started up, and we got into these plastic suits. You've seen them in the photographs now, these people cleaning up down in the coast. Rubber boot covers that slip on over your shoes or your boots, and, you know, bib overalls and hats, and they tape you all up with duct tape, and then you put a respirator on and goggles, and then you'd go in to do your work. These people had surrounded their property, just a reasonably large but not huge piece of property in the industrial area, several big city lots, with 10-foot-high fencing. Just corrugated aluminum roofing, nailed up, but you couldn't see into the place, and they had a high chain-link fence gate to get into it. You couldn't see into the place. Anybody driving by, there was no signs. You wouldn't know what it was. But these people had contracted to take hazardous material away from Boeing and some of the other industrials in that industrial center. And instead of actually disposing the stuff, all they did was contain it on their property behind these high fences. It was as toxic a soup as you could ever imagine being around. It was a real eye-opener for me. But again, it's just one of thousands of such sites around the United States and one of tens of thousands, if not millions, around the planet. Again, sustainable development's all about sustaining environmental and developmental concerns. We're not concerned about the poor little polar bears doing a backstroke in the Arctic Ocean looking for an iceberg to climb out onto and eat their baby seals. The group's work... Here another problem. The permit did not address the off-site groundwater contamination. The group demanded the state require testing beyond the DuPont property line. The group's work resulted in the first public hearing on DuPont contamination in the borough. And just back to my own experience, I don't recall us having to do any work off-site. We didn't bring in a geologist and do boring off-site on that little lot. We didn't talk to any of the neighbors. We were just in there behind that big fence. doing our work as if it was contained on that site, and I assure you it was not. 55-gallon drum stacked four high on pallets that had nothing more than a sheet of Bisqueen underneath the pallets, stapled to the pallets, supposedly as a containment barrier. That is ridiculous and dangerous. The group's work resulted in the first public hearing on the DuPont contamination in the borough. The first public hearing, becoming vocal local. You call them out. You bring truth to power. At that June 1988 meeting, DEP officials acknowledged publicly for the first time that the contamination had spread into the community and that the shooting pond is probably the least significant problem. We'll be back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, of course, you understand that whatever goes round at the federal level comes round at the state level and eventually comes round at the local level as well. But if you have the Federal Emergency Management Agency working at the federal level, ever since we went into this Administrative Procedures Act, but if you have the Federal Emergency Management Agency working at the federal level, and then correspondingly you have a state emergency management agency at the state level, and it comes down to your local enhanced 911 bunker in a town near you. And so the same with the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, then you have a State Department of Environmental Protection, so on and so forth, right down to your local health Department and other places. But this DEP and DuPont have been discussing the pollution privately for years. Nobody's telling the people in town. Nobody was talking to the people in the town. It took this new fellow, Sin Simon, to come along and get elected and be looking for Bibles to facilitate marriages locally before he had the wherewithal to drill into a cabinet and find these hidden away documents, and did so just in time, 3 weeks. Talk about synchronicity. If that young couple hadn't decided to get married where he needed the Bible for him, he might have missed the deadline. The DEP and DuPont, again, have been discussing that pollution privately for years. DuPont began drilling monitoring wells on its site to test for groundwater contamination back in 1981. The DEP told DuPont in April of 1983 to assess the impact on groundwater. All right, that's an assess. When you use that word, that's important. Environmental impact assessments and environmental impact statements and the SEPA checklist, the short form of an Environmental Protection Act. Continuing, that's just a checklist. It's just these questions. It's a, you hope that you can come up with a determination of non-significance. Now, that's a technical term, but that's what you're really hoping for. You start with a SEPA checklist. You hope that you're going to be able to come up with a determination of non-significance, because if you have to go from a SEPA checklist, which even a technician can produce for you at an engineering office usually, if you have to have an environmental protection, statement or environmental impact statement, an EIS is what we used to call them, you can count on a big, big bill from the engineering company. Big, big bill. It takes lots of work. Anyway, and again, with all of these extended caps, let's go ahead and take the cap from $75 million and run it up to $10 billion. Let's make all of the people that drill for oil in the Gulf of Mexico have to jump through all of these hoops. Let's have pass a 2,000-page piece of legislation. What does all that do? Again, it drives away all the competition, and it allows the monopolies to thrive. They have the financial clout. They have the lobby ability. They have the revolving door out of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase. They have everything going for them to maintain their monopoly, and the small guy just can't compete. He can't come in. He can't come up. He can't raise enough money. There's enough money to raise, $500,000 a day to rent. Or was it a month? $500,000 a month, we'll give it the broadside there, to rent the Transocean Deep Horizon to do the drilling. The small guys just can't compete in that marketplace. It's only the big people like the BPs and the Exxons and so on. Back to the article. The DEP told DuPont in 1983 to assess the impact on groundwater. In a July 1984 report to the DEP, DuPont said the groundwater was contaminated with lead, selenium, and volatile organic compounds. It would later also be shown to contain mercury. That's the groundwater, my friends. These people are living there. The 1984 report also said that polluted groundwater may be leaving the site. In other words, we don't know where the hell it's going, but it's going. In October of 1985, DuPont sent a letter to some nearby residents saying some groundwater was contaminated beneath the facility. See how time goes? That's 2 years. In the letter, plant manager Anthony Scansella told residents that DuPont thought solvents came from operations at the plant mostly during World War I and World War II. World War I and World War II. He wrote, "I want to assure you that there's no health concern for you or your family." 2 months later, Scansella sent residents an update. DuPont had sampled the water from 9 private wells from homes near the site, and 5 had detectable levels of solvents. All right? 5 had detectable levels of solvents. In the reassuring letter, Scansella said that DuPont was instituting a program to clean up this contaminated groundwater. He concluded, "I want to reemphasize that there is no health concern for you or your family from the low levels of solvents we have detected." But the levels were not low. A DEP document from the period indicated one residential well showed contamination of nearly 5,600 parts per billion. The EPA's current maximum contaminant level for TCE and PCE, just 2 of the solvents in the groundwater, are 5 parts per billion. You do the math. The difference between 5 parts per billion and 5,600 parts per billion toxic waste in your drinking water coming out of a private well. You thought you were off the grid. Sinsheimer's discovery of the documents in the cabinet and the subsequent June 1988 public hearing were key moments to some residents. See, until your ox gets gored, some people just sit there on their complacent duffy and do nothing. Quote, he was under the gun to perform, and he did it. He went after DuPont, close quote, said Michelle Belfiore, a realtor in the borough whom Sinsheimer appointed to a mayor's council on the issue. Quote, no one else had held them accountable. He went into action very quickly. We know who the responsible party is. They're the ones that stepped up to the plate. They're the ones that made the mess. But the difference between bureaucracy as normal and a bold, vocal, local people is that a bold, vocal, local people have the testicular fortitude to hold those responsible to account. Accountability and responsibility, not exactly synonyms. Again, he went into action very quickly. That hearing, I felt, saved the town, Sinsheimer said. I think it pushed the DEP. Nothing would have happened off-site if we hadn't pushed the DEP at that hearing. You see how important it is when you get a notice, an email from your local property rights congress, and they encourage you to come out and turn out to a special meeting, that there are presentations that are being made and we need the support of the public. If Sinsheimer hadn't been able to get the results that he did, get the support that he did, this would never have transpired the way that this story is going to end. Soon after, in 1988, DuPont signed an administrative consent order with the DEP that they had been negotiating for 2 years. It's like memorandums of understanding, MOUs. Perhaps you've heard of those in the past, but administrative consent order. The document outlined in broad terms what the DEP expected DuPont would do to find out how far the contamination had spread and how it would clean it up. This is accountability in action. The DEP listed as the top priority the requirement that the off-site groundwater contamination be cleaned up. That's pretty definitive, isn't it? As Sinsheimer continued to fight the DEP and DuPont, some residents were displeased. The company, which had provided so many secure jobs and pensions and had helped keep the property tax rates down, was getting a black eye. Sinsheimer said he started to receive menacing phone calls and death threats. It was incessant, even at 3 and 4 o'clock a.m., he said. He finally had to unplug his phone. His tires were slashed. It wasn't a fun time to go through, he said. I was only trying to do something positive for the people in town. I almost resigned. Be careful, folks. Not everyone that's working in your local government is the Antichrist. Some people are actually trying to do something. Some of them are actually on your side. Always check first. Find out before you condemn somebody or come shouting up with your bullhorn. Maybe they've been working diligently for years to get into that position of power, and they're actually making things happen that if you knew about and understood because you bothered to go inside instead of standing outside with your bullhorn, that you might have found out that they were actually doing something worthwhile. You never know that from the outside. You only find out when you go inside and sit at the table. The off-site migration of the contaminated groundwater is a threat to human health, the DEP said, and requires the most immediate action. A month later, a DEP geologist reported that at a DuPont-sponsored public meeting, ever been to one of those cracker and cheese events? Circles and arrows, photographs, charts, graphics, handouts, freebies, pencils, notepads, fly swatters. Oh, they roll it all out for you. But at a DuPont-sponsored public meeting, DuPont informed people there was no reason for concern about the groundwater in the area. It appears that the public is possibly being misled about this problem, he said. The memo noted the prior year's consent order required DuPont to halt the further spread of contamination off its property by installing a pump and treating system, which would suck the groundwater out, clean it up, and pump it back into the soil. The memo said the system could be online within a year or so. Sound like the piping it up out of the Macondo well theory? Let's just take a rubber hose and put it down into this pipe. Well, hell, if you could do it with a rubber hose, why wouldn't BP use a rubber hose every time? Well, it's because the rubber hose theory doesn't really work, but it sounds good. Sounds good. It was installed nearly a decade later in 1998. Over the years, DuPont has spent millions of dollars to clean up contamination. It has cleaned the shooting pond and many of the estimated 2,000 or 200 contaminated spots on their grounds. This is what becoming vocal local is all about. I hope I'm encouraging you to give it a try locally.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Now, yesterday I shared a rather lengthy article in the second hour of the broadcast that had to do with the budgets being slashed all over the state of Missouri, and probably happening in your state, certainly in California and elsewhere, and the burden of coming up with the money to pay for all of the socialist services that have been dialed into our consciousness as needs when they're really nothing more than vague wants, and some even who wants them. But as that gets shuffled off, you're going to start hearing more and more from your local city council about the need to stimulate economic development in your area. And they might want to put up a business park or whatever. And if your town council and your local planning and building department have been brought along the International Building Codes, the IBC, the product of James Lee Witt, former director of FEMA, it might be that your town has entered or embarked upon a time period where Hose A and Hose B will no longer be able to come out to your house and put up a porch or a fence around your property, and Paul and Randy will no longer be able to come over and build another bedroom on the side of your house without first getting engineering plans and architectural plans and all of the permits and the licenses and the fees and the inspections that run along with it. Only the big big construction companies. Only the conglomerates will be able to handle that because they have in-house office architects and engineers and geologists and so on and so forth. But as these economic development zones and enterprise zones spread across America, and they are, by the way, then perhaps you're going to need to become extra vigilant and due diligent and follow and track just who is your county wooing and enticing to come into your town. Walmart, probably, others too. But how many manufacturing jobs will be coming in? And where does that company, Wuhan Dong, call its home base? Houston or Beijing? What kind of manufacturing is going to go on in this building? What are they going to make? What kind of chemicals are used? What kind of gases are exhausted? And so on and so forth. Well, back to this article. For more than 20 years, DuPont has been actively completing remediation of the soil, sediment, and groundwater contamination both on and off the DuPont property in Pompton Lakes. Folks, it would be so much easier to bulldoze this whole area and push the people away, put a 6-foot chain link fence around it, and call it a toxic hazardous waste dump. And there's lots of those in America and around the world. But because the people are holding their feet to the fire, they're having to go through a tremendous expense here. Now remember, before you start wringing your hankies, DuPont, you know, World War I, World War II, making all the primers for all those rounds shot off, before you start wringing your handkerchief in blind patriotism and nationalism, understand, they didn't do it for free. They did it at profit. And they profited, and they profited handsomely. Even Bernard Baruch profited handsomely. The problem is that they took the money and run. That's pretty much what happens when we lease our offshore oil to British Petroleum and other foreign corporations to develop our natural resources, even the shales and the North Slope of Alaska and wherever else you want to point in this country. BP's got a stinger in the ground someplace. But they profit, and they profit handsomely. They take the money and run. And when they run, they leave behind all of the mess. And I've read articles here on air, on this broadcast, about the cleanup and all these pipe farms, I guess you'd say, all rusted pipe, and they're things that don't work. Just the other day, I saw an article on Bloomberg about how, whoever it is, Putin or Dmitry Medvedev or whoever the head shed is over in Russia, he's demanding that the rich, the wealthy, come in and they recapitalize some of these abandoned towns. Refitting things, and another one of the oil refineries in Russia is coming, going to be put back online by a very wealthy man, a billionaire that stepped up to the plate. But all over the United States, there's these places, these pipe farms, these construction sites in city centers and elsewhere that have just been abandoned. Michigan, no doubt, will be like that all over. Why? Because the corporations plundered and made a big, killing, and then they leave. And they leave the mess to the people. They get the gold, we get the shaft. Happens over and over and over again. And no, I'm not a green weenie. I'm as much of a brown fellow as you'll likely find. The safety of the community and the environment is of the utmost importance. I believe in wise use, not no use. Wise use of our resources. Of our sources and resources, as Hal Anthony says on his broadcast. We have both sources and resources. Some things we actually do use up. Things like silver. Trying to recover silver out of all of the various and sundry landfills around the world would be an onerous task, unless it was valued in the thousands. And so silver is running out a lot faster than gold. Gold's not going to go anyplace. Again, the pump and treat system had some measurable success in preventing the plume. There's the plume from migrating through the neighborhood. But contamination remains, so we not only have under-ocean plumes, but we also have underground plumes. In 2008, the state determined that the solvents in the groundwater plume, heard about all the solvents, the dispersants, Corexit, etc., benzene, methane, all right, the plume. Last winter, a state health study found significantly elevated levels of kidney disease among women and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma among men living in the Plume neighborhood. Go back and study again, Love Canal. Just type it in, Love Canal, Niagara, New York. Find out about Love Canal. The solvents, the PCE, the TCEs, all have been linked in a scientific study to these cancers. The DEP and the EPA, that would be the Department of Environmental Protection and the Environmental Protection Agency, now we have the state and the feds working together, have been pushing residents to install venting systems in their homes to remove solvents. DuPont has offered to install them for free, but many residents have resisted. They don't want DuPont's contractors in their homes. When the DEP decided to let homeowners choose their own contractors, residents still resisted. They didn't trust DuPont or the DEP-approved contractors conducting air sample tests in their homes. This is the problem with corruption in government. Unless people have confidence in their monetary system, unless people have confidence in their systems of government, unless they have confidence in their pastors and their preachers and their teachers, the whole system falls apart. It's a confidence game. It's a belief system. We have to believe in these things. Won't be able to touch John Stuart Mill again today. I hope to do that tomorrow. Maybe I'll limit the news. But we've got a lot of work to do in the near future. So much work to do. We need to work together on all of this. It's up to you. It's up to me. We need to become vocal local. Not let our silence imply assent or consent. Further, such mistrust, quote, is at a level I've never been involved with before, close quote, the EPA's Klusner said. It's like walking into a minefield here. But if we can bring the process forward and provide some healing, it certainly is worth it. That's right. You stir up the people. You get a bold, vocal people. You get them informed. You get your neighbors informed of some of the corruption that's going on in your own local area, not only in your local precinct groups, but working in your counties as well. Energize within the established two-party political system, folks, and we can bring this thing to a screeching halt. British Petroleum, too big to fail? Just wait. They ain't seen nothing yet. The Internet's alive. The blogosphere is working overtime. YouTube's going viral. The DEP spokesman, Lawrence Ragonese, said the new commissioner, Bob Martens, is working very hard to make headway on this issue, to try and let people who have lived there know the current DEP is very aware of the situation and is trying to handle the issue in a responsible and responsive and responsible manner. I mean, they're on the edge here, it sounded like, of pitchforks and torches. And you ought to see these worms cower and quiver in public meetings, when you have the truth on your side, when you're right about something, and when you show them that they are wrong about something, and they have nowhere to go, they either resign their posts or quit, or sometimes, as I've seen, actually flee the meeting. They run out of the room. They have to hide. They have to run away. It's the power of becoming vocal, local, and working locally in groups, not individually. Individually does work, but you have far more power when you've got 10, 15, 20, 25, 35, 45 pissed off and angry people in a room speaking truth to power. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. And until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.